Hi, this is a Christians Together conversation with Pastor Randall Bertes, who is the festival director with the Louise Palau Association. Randall has been in the Highlands for about 18 months in the lead up to, in June 2009, a fortnight's outreach conducted by Louise Palau and many other members of the Louise Palau Association. The outreach in the first week worked in various population centres around the Highlands, and then in the second week focused in Inverness. Hi Randall.
Hi Colin, how are you?
Yeah, not so bad. You'll be recovering from not just the last 2 weeks, but I guess what, the last year and a half in terms of the Highlands.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been actually almost a 2 year process, and I've been quite involved for the last year and a half.
Yes, indeed. I remember that meeting in Aberdeen. Seems like the previous millennium now, almost.
Yeah.
So, how have you found it all? That's a big question, Randall, but how's it been for you?
Well, it's been a great experience. Having the opportunity to spend some time in Scotland, of course, and get to know people and a whole new culture, and discover haggis and black pudding and all that good stuff. So, no, it's been very good for me. I've made some very good friends and enjoyed my time here. It's the climate and the geography and everything are a bit like where I come from, so I felt quite at home there, and I've just really enjoyed getting to know people.
Okay, great. And you're the festival director, and obviously you operate all around the world, Randall. I can't remember how many countries you've been in.
I've been in, probably 8 or 10 countries, directed 28 festivals around the world, in the U.S. and around the world.
Okay, and, obviously there'll be commonalities. I guess each one's different?
Yeah, there is. I mean, the core of things remain pretty much the same, but of course, different ways of approaching people, the Highlands are a bit more of a traditional area than some areas we've been in. My last festival was in Jamaica, and so here, we just made an attempt to treat the tradition with respect, which is why we did the Nights at Eden Court, because we wanted to reach all people, not just people that loved contemporary music.
Indeed, indeed. Now, I hesitate to ask the question, did you learn anything in your experience here?
Oh, goodness. The list is long, yes, learned a lot of things here, just about how to understand people and where they're coming from. And so, part of that was just understanding that traditional nature. Also in Scotland, a lot of things, and this includes folks, the way they approach their faith are a bit more private than they are in other places. And so we learned just to work as much as we could within, the framework of the culture. We didn't come to change a culture. We just came to, share Christ and partner with churches.
Well, maybe I would say I hope you did change the culture. We can be a little bit reserved up here.
Well, I guess only time will tell.
Well, yes, indeed, and we'll maybe come back to the time and the future in a second, but what were the particular challenges? Was it the geography? Was it the climate? Was it the logistics?
Well, finding 2 days in June in Inverness where you can have a very good chance of no rain was quite a challenging thing, and so much of what we did was outdoors, and when we did a weather study, about a 6 or 8 week period and going 3 or 4 years in each direction, and discovered there was no time in Scotland when you could say it never rains then.
Well, we've got an expression up here, if you don't like the weather, hang around for 10 minutes and it'll change.
There you go. And so actually, not only did we get good weather, now as you know, we got rained on a little bit on Friday, never heavily.
No.
And right before Luis preached, literally just minutes before he preached, clouds opened up, and they didn't go away, but a large corridor opened in Overbuck Park, and the temperature soared, and it was bright and sunny. Then we had a gorgeous day on Saturday, but the amazing thing to me is those 2 days were just 2 out of 10 days where we had outdoor events in the in the past 2 weeks, and it never rained other than a little sprinkle on any of those outdoor events.
Well, that's great to hear, and actually it's great to hear it in the historical context, because as we both know, that's what happened in Lerg many years ago. It rained all round when Lewis was preaching and dry over the event.
Yes, I've heard those stories from Greer Johnston and from Lewis himself.
Yes, yes. Now, you know, the forms have come in and life goes on. What would you be your hopes for the future? What would be the legacy?
Well, I think the most important legacy is hundreds of lives that were impacted by the gospel. And as an evangelistic organization, you know, that to us is the major legacy. And some people, you know, look elsewhere for a legacy. But the fact is, nothing impacts a community or a culture or a society more than people whose lives have been changed by Christ from the inside out. So, you know, we saw young people come to Christ, children, teenagers, you know, college students, grandmas and grandpas. There are going to be, one legacy is there are going to be some very different families in this community than what they were before. One lady I know had 10 people on her prayer card, and 9 of them came to faith in Christ. She prayed for them faithfully for weeks every day. One of them was her daughter. So there's a legacy of a family united, reunited around their faith. And I just spoke this morning with a minister who came into the office with tears in his eyes to let us know that his daughter, who had been away from the Lord for 6 years, had not been following Christ, returned to Christ at that on the Friday night of the festival. So there's the biggest legacy there. But I think, you know, there's so many things that come out of this. The ministers in town working together, and not that they were at odds with one another to begin with, but often we stay in our own little corners just because we're busy. And I think there are ministers now who are saying to me that had not spent much time with other ministers, saying, you know, this needs to continue. We need to keep working together. So there's a legacy there. I think another important legacy is the fact that in the Highlands, because it is so traditional, and the churches have a reputation for being traditional, many of the young people in the Highlands will sometimes write the church off as irrelevant or outdated. And one thing that they saw that I think surprised them was that here was the church, the same church that they may have been turning their back on all these years, was not outdated, was not stuck in the past. We're out there with contemporary music and the sports and all of that, and they were joyful. And so I think having some of the lies that the enemy tells people about the church, having some of those lies defeated, was a good thing. And maybe there were some churches who have held back, you know, and held on to traditions that are keeping them from reaching young people, and they saw that maybe there was a little different way. So there's a bit of a legacy going both ways there.
Well, that's tremendous to hear. Maybe I should ask, are you going to come back again sometime?
Absolutely. You know, it doesn't happen very often simply because there's so much work involved in doing something like this, that you know, people often, when it's over, there's a bit of a lull as they just feel, you know, relieved to get back to the life they had before we came.
Indeed.
But absolutely, we would come back to the Highlands again if we were invited.
Because I suppose that just from a practical point of view, as you said earlier, you'd learn so much, and that would all feed in at any future date.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great to hear, Randall, and thanks for all of that. So you'll be now getting your head into the next event somewhere?
Yes. Looking ahead, as far as my involvement, the next event that we have as an organization will be in Kigali, Rwanda, next month. And that will be actually Andrew Palau instead of Luis Palau.
Yes, I touched base with Andrew on Saturday, and he asked us to pray into all of that.
Yeah. For myself, I'm headed off to... We're going to be working for the next year on an outreach in the U.S. and also just making a few trips to Edinburgh and Belfast.
Oh, well, that sounds good. Well, thanks for all of that, Randall. They bless you and all your work ahead, and maybe we'll see you in the Highlands again sometime.
That would make me very happy.
Okay. God bless.
God bless.